of these people, D'Alessandro Corp?
Yes.
Did you put the? I'm just asking. You don't mind if I ask some questions, do you? Just
is that
curious.
Recording?
Yeah, I'm just curious. No, I'm just curious. So, did you put the pipe in? Did you guys who put the pipe on both sides of the street?
We did.
But like, that's the company. You're the company that did it, right? Can you tell me what it's for?
Yeah, we're replacing the water main. So this is a temporary water distribution system. So while the water main's out of service, to supply provide everybody water and fire protection. That's where all your drinking water is coming from right now. That black pipe.
Okay, so I'm curious about something. So you've got this. I see this water bubbling up out of the street.
Yeah,
here.
That's a broken valve.
It got broken yesterday. It got broken yesterday. Yeah, I just saw you wink at your friend. So, up the street, I see that this pipe is like connected to a fire hydrant. So what is that for?
That's where the water's coming from, the black pipe. What they do is they find a fire hydrant outside the area they're working on, so it stays isolated. And that fire hydrant's live, provide fire protection, and provide the bypass with water. That's all. That's how they get the source. So the only alternative would be dig a hole and tie into the main somewhere outside the bypassed area. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, all the water comes from here as opposed to underground. It's just backfed into buildings. Some buildings it gets fed through the normal means, through these access pits in the sidewalks. And some people it gets backfed. It's the same water, it's just coming through a different pipe above ground.
So you're saying that like you put the pipes in and then like a couple days later that valve just happened to break?
Well, they broke because you had to shut it off. What happens when we tie in the thing, they shut the valve, it got broken, but they're shutting the water main down tomorrow, so there's not a big rush to change it, so the water's going to stop leaking. We have to shut the valves to keep the water backfeed into the main. But that valve's going to get changed when they change the water main anyhow. It's going to be a brand new valve. That's half the reason they do a lot of the work, is to change all the valves and put them on the new.
It's interesting because I only see that one little square, you know, where the water is like coming up out of there. And how many valves would you say are like on whatever it is that goes under the street? Yeah.
There's one valve for every dwelling. Some of them there's two. So there's probably going to be anywhere between 40 and 70 valves out here. And they're all in the same condition that is. And when you operate them, they have a tendency to break. That one, there's a pipe that goes down to the ground. And if you know anything about plumbing, it's a stem on a valve. And it broke because it's old. And the water has to come from somewhere. It comes up through that.
Okay.
That should be done by today.
Thanks very much.